What, Lily? I've got stuff to do, little one.
I've got some stuff to do. This one. 7 pro, oh, look at that one. Why do you keep hanging up in there, you turkey? You're hanging up in there and making a real pain in the butt for me to do anything here. Just a second, Lily. Those my whole things anymore, they're all busting out. Wow. That fell completely apart. Quake ended up down there, huh? Interesting. About quake down there. And you'll see this. Thank you.
eternal life. Peter would point out in 1 Peter in chapter 1 in verse 3 that we have a living hope, he says, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no resurrection of Christ, there's no hope. There's no hope of life, there's no hope of hereafter. None whatsoever. None. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, we have this hope and it is an anchor to the soul, both steadfast and sure, the author would say. Jesus wanted them to see through this example of raising Lazarus, look at what I can do. Look at what I can do. And look at what can happen to you if you follow me and you're a faithful follower. Now, you know an interesting twist to this whole thing? Wouldn't you have loved to tap Lazarus on the shoulder and say, "Welcome back! Are you kidding me? I was quite happy resting in the Lord. What are you thinking?" You know, we have that conversation sometimes, don't we? Whenever a faithful loved one has gone on, and we say, "Oh, wouldn't you just love to have her back? Wouldn't you just love to have him back? Are you kidding me? They would spit in our face if we brought him back. What are you doing? You stole my reward from me." But Jesus wanted to illustrate at that time, at that place, through Lazarus' death, what he can do, what he will do when we die. We have a resurrection and life through Jesus Christ. If you are not a Christian, I cannot stand before you today and say that you have a hope of a resurrection and life without Christ. As a matter of fact, I will go on record as saying you will not have eternal life without Christ. "Oh, you're being judgmental. Listen, friend, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't obey what God's Word says, you've condemned yourself. You've judged yourself. We live in the don't judge me world. When you don't live according to God's Word, you have condemned yourself. You've judged yourself. We're all going to be judged. On which side of the cross will you be standing on? I hope and pray that if you've not obeyed the gospel, that you do so today. That you come forward this day repenting of your sins. Oh, brethren, if I could just emphasize the importance of repentance. I'm afraid that we have confused it with, "Oops, I'm sorry I got caught, but I'm going to do it again." That is not repentance. That's worldly sorrow. That's what Paul said. I'll just tell you, that's worldly sorrow. You know what happens when we have worldly sorrow? We continue to have worldly sin. We continue to do the same old thing over and over again. But godly sorrow brings about repentance, brings about life. I want you to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I want you to be baptized into Christ for the remission and forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And I want you to live a faithful life. Not with your fingers crossed, hoping that you get into heaven, but assurance in your heart that God is true to His Word and you're going to heaven. Now there's the happy Christian right there. Maybe you've done that and you've strayed in your loyalty and your love to the Lord and you want to return. If you feel you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward. Together we stand and we sing.